Well, Colleen, thanks again for joining the show today. First, what is Team Rubicon?
Okay, so Team Rubicon is a veteran-led disaster response organization that services communities affected by disasters. We bring together military veterans, first responders, and motivated civilians to provide relief services like muckouts, debris removal, home cleanup, and hazard mitigation. So basically, Team Rubicon is neighbors helping neighbors, led by veterans and powered by service.
How does Team Rubicon decide to deploy to an area? I mean, does someone request your help, or do you just show up and offer your help?
So it's kind of a little of both. Team Rubicon deploys where there's a clear unmet need following a disaster. Sometimes that begins by a request from the local or state officials, and other times we're proactive. So we'll assess and coordinate. We know something's happened, and we'll contact the community leaders to determine what gaps in unmet needs they may have. And if it's something that fits what we do, then we go in and help out. So for specifically like Cadillac, we were contacted by David Powell, who's the mayor of Cadillac, to support his community. And we work closely with him to make sure that we're getting in contact with the homeowners that need the help, and we're not duplicating any of the work that any of the other responders are doing. So we work both ways.
And I believe you've been in Cadillac the last couple of days. How long are you going to be there?
So we're going to be here until the 23rd. However, because the flooding is kind of ongoing, this is a situation where there are houses that we can't actually go into because they still have standing water. So we are looking at this as an operation of being able to take care of those individuals that we can right now. And there's a very good chance that we will try to come back once those houses are, the water has receded and we can actually get in and do work. Because there are a number of houses because the flooding is groundwater. Because there's so much saturation that they still have standing water in their basements and in houses, and we can't work in that kind of a situation.
Kind of mentioned what Team Rubicon already does, but what have you been doing in Cadillac specifically?
So specifically for Cadillac, we are going into houses, helping the homeowners at no cost to them. It could be anything from taking out the flooring. It could be taking out drywall, mucking up mud or things of that nature, helping them move appliances, basically whatever it takes to help them be prepared for the next step of their recovery, getting ready for when they might be able to repair what situation that the damage has caused.
What areas of Cadillac have you folks been working in the most? Is it the entire city, or are there specific locations that have been kind of hit harder?
So really it's kind of all around Cadillac, but basically what we do is we prioritize our list based on the greatest needs. So we're looking at those residents that are the most vulnerable. So your senior citizens, individuals who might not have insurance, those type of things. We're going to help everybody, but we try to prioritize the ones that are in the greatest need.
And how can someone reach out for help?
Right. So they can reach the local emergency team, the mayor, David Powell. I think he's been putting out his number. But you can also contact us directly at 310-447-2794. And that number will be functioning until the 23rd. We leave on the 24th, so the 23rd would be the last day we'd be able to take information. And even though there may be individuals out there who still have groundwater in their basements, they should still contact us because we're creating a list of individuals that we will look at if we come back again to be able to assist. And that's going to help us validate whether we need to come back. So if they have that, they should still contact us and we can get them on that list. And if they don't have the standing water, definitely call us so we can come help them.
Final question for you. Where can people go to learn more about Team Rubicon? Maybe even if they want to be a part of it, volunteer.
Donnie. Right. So we're a veteran-led organization, but we're also a 501(c). So donations are always helpful. That helps us continue our process. But TeamRubiconUSA.org is where they can find out more information. We have social media posts as well. Just click on that and they can get more information about us as an organization and see all the different areas that we are providing assistance to communities.
We're speaking with Colleen Riggs, Incident Commander for Team Rubicon. Colleen, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. Have a good day.